John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner here on The Game. You're going to hear in just a moment from Andy Greeter. He's from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, covers the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Why couldn't they figure something out to keep Jerry Kill around? He ends up at K-State, as we found out today officially. In about 10 minutes, Yordano Ventura has got to be on his game tonight. Jabroni of the Week at 5:50 to wrap things up from the very lovely Mitch Fortner.
You want me to go ahead and give the final results on the suspensions that have just been formally announced?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we just fire up the breaking news sounder, because we got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
So as we mentioned in hour one, we had reports on what all the suspensions were going to be for the Blue Jays and Rangers melee that took place a couple days ago. But we now have Major League Baseball officially saying what everything's going to be. As expected, 8 games for Rougned Odor. John Gibbons, the manager for the Blue Jays, gets 3 games, as does Jesse Chavez, a reliever for the Blue Jays who threw at Prince Fielder in the bottom of the 8th inning. Joey Bautista does get 1 game. Elvis Andrews for the Rangers gets 1 game. And Blue Jays first base coach Tim Leeper gets 1 game as well. Matt Bush, who kind of started this whole thing by hitting Joey Bats with a pitch in the top of the 8th inning, does not get suspended, but he does get an undisclosed fine. So that's the list of the punishment.
Surprised that he doesn't get a suspension. I guess I get it that, hey, you were really forced into this. I mean, you're the guy. Because as we heard in hour one from Anthony Kastrovitz, he's in these clubhouses, and he says he can confirm that's what the Rangers had set up. They were going to do it for Batista's last at-bat, so he just happens to be the guy there that's doing it. He had just been called up, and the poor guy has to be the one to throw at Bautista and start everything and get involved right away. But, I mean, typically I would think you wouldn't have too much sympathy for that. You throw him in with the suspension thing.
Basically, along with those same announcements, they also announced that Tigers manager Brad Ausmus has been suspended for a game for his pretty epic meltdown slash tirade last night, if you saw that.
Been a pretty good 48 to 72 hours for Major League Baseball in terms of controversy, and I guess that's a sign when you got to lay down like 8 suspensions in one day that things have been going well as far as that's concerned. Anyway, you can continue to tweet your reaction to the game 1350 to the Jerry Kill hire. K-State has brought him on as associate AD and an admin for the football program. And speaking of that, we welcome in Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He covers the Minnesota Golden Gophers football program. He was the head coach there, Jerry Kill was, from 2011 to 2015. Overall record just 29-29, but did have a couple 8-win seasons. And he was the Big Ten Coach of the Year in 2014. Seemed like a pretty beloved figure. So what has been, Andy, the reaction around Minnesota after Jerry Kill took the job here in Manhattan?
Well, I think that this is kind of a formality. We knew that he was looking for another job, and he had several offers. But the real news came in February when Jerry Kill and the university decided to not exercise an option in his contract to give him kind of an administrative role or an agreed-upon role between him and the school. When that happened in February, there was a pretty strong reaction that was negative from university supporters, because Jerry Kill put the program on the map with consecutive 8-win seasons and took them to their first New Year's Day bowl game since 1962. And he's a very charismatic and likable guy. And when he wasn't continued on with the athletic department, I think people were a little miffed by it. But I think today's news, I think they're happy for him that he's able to go back home to Kansas and go to a good program with Bill Snyder.
Well, let's go back to that for a moment. I know Kill was offered a job with Minnesota as a fundraiser, speaker, that type of thing. But why couldn't they work something out for him to still be involved in the athletic department?
Well, I think that the university and the president wanted him to be a fundraiser and a public speaker on behalf of the university. He was instrumental in raising, about half of the $166 million or so that they're building their brand new football practice facility and men's and women's basketball practice facility. So that's the role that they wanted him to have. But Kill wanted the role that he has now. And he feels like he has a lot of opportunities left in his second chapter of his life, as he told us this morning, to really influence an athletic side. And I think that there was kind of a change of the guard when Kill stepped down in October for health reasons. And his longtime assistant defensive coordinator, Tracy Clay, has got the full-time job, and And I think that Kill has acknowledged this as well, that maybe it's in the best interest to kind of let Tracy have more of an opportunity to create his own stamp on the program. I think that was part of the reason why they weren't able to agree to a role going forward.
Talking right now with Andy Greeter. He covers the Minnesota Golden Gophers for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and K-State has hired Jerry Kill back in an administrative role here to K-State, the former Minnesota head coach. I would assume that most of his tenure at Minnesota is remembered pretty fondly. Between the mix of the success on the field and the health issues he had, I guess, what is the lasting legacy of him really at Minnesota?
It's overwhelmingly positive. I mean, they had a rough year last year with a difficult schedule and a lot of injuries, and they finished 6-7. And that, in most times in Gopher football history, will be looked at as an okay year. I mean, this isn't a program that has built a reputation like Bill Snyder has it at Kansas State. But like I said, he had two consecutive 8-win seasons, took them to a New Year's Day bowl game, kind of rebuilt the program that was in shambles from Tim Brewster, got them to behave off the field, got them to go to class. Was very charismatic, really engaging to the people of Minnesota, and they really liked his folksy style, and he's certainly going to be missed. And that's why I said, in February when they weren't able to agree to terms, people were missed because they really feel like he had a positive impact. And I think if you ask Gopher fans, they say that K-State got a catch in Jerry Kill.
Well, Jerry Kill said over and over again on the teleconference earlier today that he's done with coaching, he's not going to be a head coach again. And the immediate speculation here among some in Manhattan, obviously, is, okay, is this guy the replacement for Bill Snyder when he decides to step down? Do you really believe that Jerry Kill is done with coaching?
I think that seeing how serious and somber he was in his exit press conference, and he was in tears and really felt like he could go no further with what he was doing. He wasn't sleeping. He was having more seizures. He was incredibly stressed out as he was going through a scuffling couple of months with the program and not being able to get the results that they thought they wanted to. And I think that was a wake-up call for him. With that being said, he wasn't listening to his doctors as much and taking his sleep medication because he felt like it was making him groggy, and the lack of sleep might have contributed to having seizures. But when he says that he's listening to his doctors and says that he's done coaching, one thing that you can know with Jerry Kill is he's a man of his word, and I believe him when he says that he's done coaching.
Talking right now with Andy Greeter. He covers Minnesota for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. One question here about Tracy Clays, and I have no idea if you've been able to talk to him much about this or what the case with that is, but do you think that he is – what do you think his emotions are, I guess, with Jerry Kill moving on, not getting the job with Minnesota and now moving on to K-State?
Well, I mean, Tracy has been very vocal about saying that he wouldn't have this position at the University of Minnesota if it wasn't for Jerry Kill. So there's a strong loyalty and bond between the two of them. They, talk frequently, and obviously Tracy is from Kansas as well, so he can understand the pull of wanting to go home, and is happy for Kill to have another opportunity, and I'm sure they will stay in touch going forward. But as Tracy showed, with letting go of the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach the minute the season ended in November, he wants to put his stamp on the program, and he wants to blaze his own trail, and with Jerry Kill not here, he's able to do that because Jerry Kill is a very influential guy, and he certainly would have had more of a say if he was around here now.
Well, just out of curiosity, what's the Minnesota fan base's feeling about where the program is headed now under Tracy Clays?
I think they're pretty optimistic. They had a lot of injuries last year, and they had one of the most difficult schedules in the country with Ohio State and Michigan and the resurgent Iowa team and TCU. So they felt like they had a really tough schedule, and they feel like they get some breaks with that. They feel like they've got some added depth, and they certainly feel like, given the foundation that Jerry Kill was able to establish here, they feel like they can contend for the Big Ten West and maybe go to another New Year's Day bowl game. I think they have really high expectations, and that's a foundation of the kind of vigor and football savvy that Jerry Kill has, and the things that he'll try to complement Bill Snyder with in Manhattan.
Landy, I really appreciate your insight. Thanks for taking some time and joining me here on the show today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, there is Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, covers Minnesota. I even threw in a question at the end about the program under Tracy Clays and where it's going, because Tracy Clays, Clay Center native, Mitch Fortner, Clay Center native. Mitch Fortner really likes him. Mitch apparently didn't appreciate my question there.
Listen, Tracy, Minnesota will be fine. Minnesota's fine. They'll be okay.
Minnesota's defense, with him as defensive coordinator, Minnesota had a pretty stout defense, and even gave Trevon Boykin some problems last year when they met in the season opener. So, yeah, I like him as a coach.
I say it was only week one, so maybe TCU's offense was rusty. But, yeah, that was a 20-17 game, if I'm remembering
yeah, something like that, yeah.
2017, 23-17, maybe it was a one-possession game. A close one for TCU. Mitch's Jabroni of the Week is coming up in 15 minutes. But next, why it's put up or shut up time for the Royals here on the game.